Alrighty, here we go. First time, the new studio, brand spanking new. Production studio, that is. I miss my old chair. I'm sitting in a chair. I look like one of the little kids at Thanksgiving who got promoted to the adults table. You can see my eyes peeking out right above the table's edge. My head is facing upward to reach the microphone. So if I sound like I'm choking at all in this podcast intro, don't worry, I'm fine, okay? Just a little strained. It's Dave, it's Wednesday, and this is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. October 30th is the date. We started out by making sure we were on the air. Very exciting times here at MGK with our new studio. We twisted the knife on Steve and his Game of Thrones fandom as there's some news about the showrunners of that show who dipped out early to focus on Star Wars. Trunk or treat, are you doing it? It's tomorrow night. If it doesn't get rained out, that is. We questioned everybody as to their spider strategy at home. The Eagles were in Song Stories. I brought up Kanye West's new album, which I happen to be a fan of. Oh, relax. You got to diversify your interests. You can't just love classic rock. John loves black licorice. Not sure if you're aware of that, but you will be soon. And Ringo Starr joined us today. It's not every day you have a Beatle on the airwaves with you, but we did, in fact, today. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
This is the John DiBella Show, and we are in our brand new studios. You probably heard Andre and Debbie raving about them yesterday. Well, we're going to rave about them all morning this morning. They are beautiful. And, you know, and Steve, I have to tell you, it is just
so excited.
I know, but it is just your luck on the first day in the new studio where we finally have windows, yeah. Right? Not only are we going back to standard time, right? But, right, you're not going to get any sunshine today. You'll get some light, won't get sunshine.
All I need is to see the outside world and to see other people actually working as well. I can't wait to see the construction guys. I can't wait.
You're going to be high-fiving them through the glass.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Me too. It's like getting a brand new car. Something I've never done.
It is.
But I can imagine it feels like that.
No. It is like getting a brand new car. That's a really great way to put it, Dave.
Yeah. Fancy.
Know? Yeah. And as soon as we
slick.
Get. You know what they say about new cars? As soon as you drive them off the lot, right, the value goes down. Well, they put us on the air.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock concentration coming up at 7:30 this morning. We gave away another trip yesterday, but we're in the new studio, and I don't remember the woman's name. What was it? Grayball? What was her name?
Yeah, it was weird. It sounded like a Game of Thrones city. Yeah.
Somebody Grayballs.
Speaking of which, all right, it's now time to play one of our favorite new games, How to Piss Off Steve.
Oh, nice.
I think I know where you're going.
Okay, the Game of Thrones guys, who during the entire final season of Game of Thrones, all Steve kept bitching about is, this season's sucking, because those two guys, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who are the directors of the season, the showrunners, the season's sucking because these guys, all they have on their mind is the Star Wars movie.
Yep.
They're going to go direct the new Star Wars movie.
Right.
No, they're not.
I know. I read this yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
They walked away.
Seething at my desk.
Right, they walked away. They said that their schedule is too full to work on a Star Wars movie.
Unbelievable.
That's like divorcing your wife for a side chick and then kicking the side chick to the curb. what are you doing?
And in the article I was reading, the writer made a great point. It is one of those shows where I don't want to tell people go watch it to waste your time with all those episodes for no payoff.
Right.
Well, I'm not that. I would tell people to watch it, but the ending's going to be disappointing.
Right? Well, I guess you're right. But
because it was a great show for what, six seasons?
It was.
Seven seasons.
The only thing America's agreed on in the last decade is the last season sucked.
Right. Yeah. That's true. That's true. All right.
And now they're not doing the Star Wars trilogy.
All right.
What was the reasoning? Did they say
their schedule is too full? Here's their exact quote: "Our schedule is too full. Although we remain dedicated to the loyal fans of the galaxy far, far away."
Yeah, their schedule's too full.
I'm giving the finger to them right now. For those of you who can't see us in the studio,
it's too full with the $200 million deal they got from Netflix.
That explains it.
But still,
it's Star Wars. It's the most popular franchise
pretty much
in America.
Game of Thrones.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Sad for tomorrow. It's going to be rain most of the day tomorrow and even into tomorrow night. Little in the morning, maybe. And then by afternoon, it's going to be serious rain. It's getting all rained out. Oh, God, how I hated that as a kid.
I tell you how I hate it as a dad.
Right. Yeah, seriously. I'm going to have a soggy dragon at the trunk or treat.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well,
they'll probably reschedule.
You think?
Yeah.
We're not moving inside.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
It could be gym or treat.
Right, gym or treat.
It's at my wife's elementary school.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you know, that'd be a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Right. Than being a soggy dragon out in the rain.
Yes.
All right. What's Steven going to be?
Sully from Monsters, Inc. And Jack is Mike Wazowski. We got a little green onesie with the one eyeball on his stomach.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah.
Nice little team.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Well, let's move from one gross topic to another.
Okay.
And I can only imagine how you're going to react to this one. It's a good question for Halloween week. What do you do when you see a spider in your home? Do you kill it? Do you leave it alone?
No.
Or do you save them?
No, spiders are your friends. They kill all the grosser bugs that end up in your home.
Depends on how big it is. A lot of times I'll move it to, like, right outside the front door, not kill it.
Yeah, I'm a shusher.
You're a shusher?
I'm a shusher. Get in the garage. Get out of my wife's sight.
I found a spider. Was it yesterday? No, Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I get up. I'm going into the bathroom for a shower. Right? I'm talking about like the front knuckle of my thumb. I mean, he was a big sucker.
Yeah, that's
okay. He was a big sucker. That's home invasion to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm with you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Your toilet bowl. I am now.
Toilet bowl. Go for
toilet
a swim.
Bowl.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Because this way, I got
devious.
You shocked me. I'm going to shock you. It's coming your way, Mr. Spider. Although research says that 40% of us, now normally I would shush them outside. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Right. That like they're there to help us. You know, I think
they are.
I think that big one is knitting me a shroud, to tell you the truth.
Well, they're artists too. Right, they make beautiful creations in the morning.
They do, but not at 3 o'clock in the morning in my bathroom. But 40% of us catch and release.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a high percentage.
Right. Only 19% of men and 18% of women kill them.
Huh?
In my house, it's really a race between myself and the cat to see who sees it first. She doesn't put it outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's more of a... That's what you wake up to.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how the desktop sounds in the new MGK studios.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories today being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan. Looking for double-digit returns? Look no further. Go to abetterfinancialplan.com. Back in 1976, kids, you might not want to try this at home. Back in 76, Eagles singer-guitarist Glenn Frey, the late Glenn Frey, went for a little ride with a guy he later found out was a drug dealer.
Oops.
All right, so here he is. He's right along. Now, fortunately for Glenn, he lived through the situation, but he even got a record out of it. Here, he'll explain.
I'm riding on the Ventura Freeway in the passenger seat with a maniac who's going about 90 miles an hour. And I was really scared in the seat. And I said, hey, man, slow down. And he looked at me and goes, life in the fast lane. And I carried that phrase around with me for a couple of months. And then at an Eagles rehearsal for Hotel California, Joe goes, doodle diddle dare diddle doo da doom, doodle diddle doo diddle doo dum. And I just said, wait a minute, that's the lick.
John DiBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Don't get too excited, Steve, but there's a little bit of light in the sky.
I know, I can see it building across the way.
You might be able to see something soon. Steve is we might actually see Steve have an orgasm this morning, Cindy, right? Because he's going to see daylight from a studio window
for
the very first time.
I'm with you.
Dave, too.
Yeah, I'm just not as boisterous about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not seen the light of day since 2011.
Well, Jesus can make you see the light, sir.
Kanye's been letting me see the light, thanks to him and Jesus.
All right, did you hear about
tag teaming?
Did you hear about his new sweatshirt?
No,
I did.
What is it?
It's not in my cart. Let's just say that.
What is that? Do you remember what the phrase is? Is about Jesus is King? Or
yeah, that's the album.
Oh, Jesus is King. The album. Yeah, you know what the sweatshirt costs?
Yeah, I saw this.
$350.
Oh, yeah, and it's a Gildan.
Right.
It's all cotton.
Right, it's all cotton. It's a Gildan. Right. It's like, you can pick it up. You can pick it up at Target for $4.
3,000% markup.
All right. So I want to send a thank you out to Tina. I hope I'm saying this right. Tina Karuba McDowell. You might recall, and anytime somebody tells me they're going to Italy,
yes.
The first words out of my mouth are, bring me licorice.
Yes.
Right? Because the best licorice in the world comes from Italy, right? And she went, and she called in one day, right? And she was talking about, I don't know what we were talking about, but she said, oh, I'm on my way to Italy. Mm-hmm. And I said, bring me licorice. It came in the mail yesterday.
Oh,
I got
what
a box of licorice in the office. And, you know, and I want to thank her because it's black licorice and neither one of you are going to want it.
No, I will. I will. No, you turned me onto the Trader Joe's kind. All of a sudden, I was a convert.
Oh, yeah. I'm out. Wegman's got some good one, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that Australian licorice with high molasses content. I like my licorice too much, if I'm telling you.
Yeah, high molasses.
John's like the 83% molasses construct.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Ringo Starr from the Concert for George and a Satellite. And you know, it might not be a nice day out there, but it's always a fine day when you can talk to Ringo Starr. We've got him via satellite this morning. Good morning, Sir Richard. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, John. You sound perky this morning.
I am in very good spirits because you are, after all, on the phone once again. I got to tell you, I listened to What's My Name, which, you know, we're both men of some age. And when we start saying things like "What's my name?" it's beginning to get dangerous.
I think it's worse when we say "Where am I?"
I got to tell you a funny story because a few years ago, my son lives in an apartment building right on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah,
and when you look out his bedroom window, what you see is the Capitol Records building. And one day, I'm visiting him, and I'm looking out the window, and I see all this hubbub going on in the street. It looks like they're building something. And then the next day, it's widening out. So on the third day, I decided, let me walk down there, see what's going on. And there you are, having your star put into the Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How great.
It was a special day for me. It sure was.
Yeah. No, it was a special day for me, too. You know, it was a beautiful moment to get the star, and especially when it's a star, you know.
Right. So, now, which was more thrilling, becoming Sir Richard or getting that star on the Walk of Fame?
Oh, that's about the same, actually. I mean, getting the knighthood was incredible. I mean, it came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't even think of it. And then you get the letter, would you accept? And I said, sure. And then, you know, I went to the palace. And, you know, you've got to remember, I'm a guy from Liverpool. You know, we came out of Liverpool, and now I'm on my knees in the palace, and the prince is beating me up with his sword.
Now, you've got a new book out, which is another book of photography called Another Day in the Life.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw you with a camera was in A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe not only did you have a camera, but you also had a really major hangover that day, too.
I did. Yes, I did. They were the days. I always loved cameras, you know, and in the 60s, and especially when I joined the Beatles, I could afford to buy cameras. But, you know, in the family I come from, nobody had a camera. And the photos of my life are like, there's five photos from when I was born till when I was 18.
Oh, my God.
Not a lot of photos at all. And one of them is a school photo. And one is a baby, of course, to get that one. So, anyway, I just love the camera. And, you know, I started getting better cameras in the 60s. And I also got interested in the fisheye, the prism lenses, all the stuff that was coming out around the camera. And, you know, I was putting it to use the way I wanted to. And, you know, in the book, there's that great picture of George. I did the shot of him with the prism lens on. You know, that's one of those from the 60s. But then most of the other photos now, of course, like everyone else, I do with my iPhone.
Oh, really? Because I was going to ask you, what are you shooting with?
Yeah, I'm shooting with the iPhone.
Wow.
You can tell if you look at the book, I'm in the dressing room and there's photos of my leftovers. There's also Potato Man. I've made a face with potatoes.
You know, you talk about the fun you were having in the studio, and recently, of course, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road came out, which had those session CDs. When you hear those sessions, does it take you back to that place in time, or do you like, oh my God, that was terrible, or oh my God, why didn't we use that instead of what we use? What's it like for you hearing those sessions that you probably haven't heard in, well, 50 years?
No, I loved what Giles did to the tracks. Mm-hmm. The energy he put in them, you know, because of the sophistication of the technology now, he can do a lot more than we could do. It was just really great, you know, in Abbey Road they had a playback, and Paul brought his kids and their kids, and I brought my kids and their kids. So we practically filled Abbey Road just with our relations. But the playback was so great, you know, it was on a thing I don't really know about, Atmos. And the sound was so dynamic. We were looking at each other, Paul and I said, who put that on? Because you know, we hadn't heard it in a long time. And there was like little chinks in it that we thought, oh, yeah. And you could hear everything and the energy, and it rocked. And also, you know, it wasn't a bad band. We all played to the best of our ability, and no matter mm-hmm. what was going on, once the counting happened, we gave our all. And I loved the side two of Abbey Road. Like, all these kids out there saying, side two, what's that mean? side two. hey, we better turn those CDs over.
Well, Ringo Starr's got a brand new album called What's My Name. It's available yeah. now. His new book, Another Day in the Life, is really a great... You've got to see this, folks. It is just so much fun. And it's behind-the-scenes stuff that you've never seen before. Ringo, God's best. Good health. Everything for you. I love talking to you every time, every once in a while when you do call in. But thank you so much for taking the time, and have yourself a wonderful rest of the year.
All right, and the same to you, John, and peace and love to you in Philadelphia.
Peace and love right back.
Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.